And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 13th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Edmund White, born Cincinnati, 1940, who realized he was gay when he was 12, but kept trying to blame it on other things, his shyness or the fact that his mother was overprotective. He came out to his father. His father didn't believe him until he hired a detective to follow his son around. Edmund White went to work for Time Life Books, wrote fiction on the side, wrote five novels about contemporary gay life, couldn't get any of them published. Finally, he wrote Forgetting Elena, 1973, about a man who wakes up after a party and can't remember who he is. Nabokov called it the best new novel he'd read in years. But White wanted to write about his own experiences, and he wrote his novel A Boy's Own Story, published 1982, the first gay coming-of-age novel in America. It became a bestseller here and in England. It's the birthday of the novelist Horatio Alger, Jr., born Chelsea, Massachusetts, 1832. Wrote more than 100 novels, almost every one of which tells the same story. A young boy living in poverty finds success and happiness by working hard and never giving up. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, born in Glens Falls, New York, 1957, author of the short story collections Like Life and Birds of America, whose first book was Self-Help, including a story called How to Be a Writer, which begins, "First, try to be something, anything else. A movie star astronaut, a movie star missionary, a movie star kindergarten teacher, president of the world. Fail miserably. It is best if you fail at an early age, say 14. And it's the birthday of the writer who created Paddington Bear and wrote several children's books about him, Michael Bond, born Newbury, England, 1926, named the character after the Paddington train station in London, near which Michael Bond and his wife lived. The bear is from Peru, had been sent to England with a jar of marmalade by his Aunt Lucy, and wears a label that says, "Please look after this bear." There is now a bronze statue of Paddington Bear at the Paddington Station in London. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Walt Whitman, "Out of the Rolling Ocean, the Crowd." Out of the rolling ocean, the crowd, came a drop gently to me, whispering, "I love you. Before long I die. I have traveled a long way merely to look on you, to touch you, for I could not die till I once looked on you, for I feared I might afterward lose you. Now we have met, we have looked, we are safe. Return in peace to the ocean, my love. I too am part of that ocean, my love. We are not so much separated. Behold the great rondure, the cohesion of all, how perfect. But as for me, for you, the irresistible sea is to separate us. As for an hour, carrying us diverse, yet cannot carry us diverse forever. Be not impatient, a little space. Know you, I salute the air, the ocean, and the land, every day at sundown, for your dear sake, my love." Walt Whitman's poem, "Out of the Rolling Ocean, the Crowd." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.